clear and loud, let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now before we study, let us bow our heads in a word of prayer.
在我们研究之前，请低头，我们祷告。
爱我们的圣天父，我们感谢你的洪恩，赐给我们生命气息。我们感谢主，因为你再给我们这样的好机会研究你的圣道。求主给我们属灵的眼光，使我们可以明白属灵的事，更是求主引领每一位听众走上主的正路。以上的祈求自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。We study during this broadcast lesson number 10.
我们在这一次播音的时候，我们是研究第十课。
It begins on page 32.
是从第三十二页开始。
Let us turn to page 32.
请各位翻到第三十二页。
Lesson 10.
第十课。
The subject is Christ's divinity.
题目就是基督的神性。
Not all who testified to Christ's divinity
证明基督神性的人
were followers of Christ
并不都是跟从基督的人。
One was a Roman centurion
有一个是罗马的百夫长。
To him had been given the task
他曾受命去做一种工作
of carrying out the sentence
就是要执行判决
to crucify Christ
把基督钉在十字架上。
He had watched Christ's hands and feet
他监视着耶稣基督的手跟脚
nailed to the cross
被钉在十字架上。
He beheld
他看见
the lifting of the cross
十字架被竖起来
heavenward
竖起来。
On either side of Christ
在基督的两旁
were crucified
又钉了
two thieves
两个强盗
who were struggling and cursing
他们不住的挣扎和咒骂。
But from the lips of Jesus,
但是从耶稣的口里
came only a moan,
所发出的仅是呻吟的声音。
Jesus' divine patience,
耶稣这种神圣的忍耐
impressed this hardened officer,
感动了这位心地冷酷的官长。
He had seen
他曾经看见过
many men crucified
不少的人被钉在十字架上
but none were as calm as Christ
但是没有一个人像基督那样安静。
Then suddenly
然后忽然之间
Christ died
基督死了。
And this cry of victory on his lips
在他临死的时候在他口里头发出了这样胜利的呼声
or with this cry of victory on his lips it is finished
成了。
John 19:30
约翰十九章三十节。
immediately
立刻
there was a great earthquake
就有一个很大的地震。
this was no ordinary man
这不是一位普通的人。
in the bruised body of Christ,
在基督创伤累累的身体上,
the centurion recognized the form of God's Son,
那位百夫长认出了上帝儿子的形象,
and said,
他这样说,
truly, this man was the Son of God.
这人真是上帝的儿子。
Mark 15:39,
马可十五章三十九节。
Many witnesses in Christ's day,
在基督的日子有很多的人曾经亲眼看见过,
had seen him cleanse the lepers,
看见过他洁净了大麻风,
heal the sick,
医治了病人,
and even raise the dead,
甚至使死人复活。
They had listened to his words of exhortation.
他们曾经听过他的劝勉。
They had watched his patient, gentle manner.
他们也曾经看见过他的忍耐、温柔的态度。
They could testify.
他们可以证明
to his sinless life.
他那种无罪的生活。
Another proof of his divinity,
他的神性的另外一个证据,
was his authority to forgive sins,
就是他赦罪的权柄。
At one time,
有一次,
a paralytic was brought to Christ,
有一个瘫子被带到基督面前。
This man was suffering,
那么这个人正在忍受一种痛苦。
The results of disobedience,
他所受的乃是违背上帝而得到的结果。
Yes, the results of disobedience to God's laws,
他因为违背上帝律法而招致这样的痛苦。
His greatest desire,
他最大的希望,
was for forgiveness of sin,
就是希望他的罪能够得到赦免。
Christ sensed this man's inmost need,
基督看出了这个人内心的需要。
Therefore,
所以
before healing his body,
在医治他的肉体之前，
Christ said,
基督就说，
Son, thy sins be forgiven thee,
他说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Or your sins are forgiven. Mark 2:5,
马可二章五节。
Christ was accused of blasphemy,
基督曾经被指责为亵渎上帝。
Because he claimed to be God's son,
因为他自称是上帝的儿子。
We read about this in Matthew 26:63-66.
关于这件事情，我们可以在马太26:63-66可以读到。
The high priest answered,
大祭司对他说，
and said unto him,
对他说，
I adjure thee by the living God,
我指着永生上帝叫你起誓，
that thou tell us,
告诉我们，
whether thou be the Christ,
你是上帝的儿子基督不是，
the Son of God,
是上帝的儿子不是。
Jesus saith unto him,
耶稣对他说，
thou hast said,
你说的是。
Hereafter you shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power.
他说，后来你要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边。
And coming in the clouds of heaven,
驾着天上的云降临。
Now, this is old English. Perhaps I should go over it and give it to you in more up-to-date English. You see, Christ here was accused of blasphemy.
这个英文是一种比较古老的英文，也许我应该用现在所通用的英文把这一段再给各位讲一遍。各位知道，有人控告耶稣是亵渎上帝。
Yes, because he claimed to be God's son.
因为他自称是上帝的儿子。
Now it says the high priest answered and said to him.
这地方说大祭司回答对他说
，I adjure you, or I ask you to take an oath under God, and that you tell us whether you are the Christ, or Christ the Son of God, or not. And Jesus said, or he answered them, he says, you have said it. And after this, you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes.
然后大祭司就撕开衣服。
Yes, or he tore his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy.
大祭司说，他说了见枉的话。
What further need have we of witnesses?
我们何必再用见证人呢？
Behold, now you have this, heard this blasphemy.
这种见枉的话现在你们都听见了。
Or you have heard his blasphemy.
就是说你们都已经听见了。
What think ye, or what do you think?
你们的意见如何呢？
They answered and said,
他们回答说，
He is guilty of death.
他是该死的。
Yes, Christ was finally slain by his own people.
是的，基督最后是被他自己的百姓所杀害。
Because he dared to tell the truth.
因为他敢于说真话。
Yes, he dared or he had the courage to tell the truth.
他有这种勇气说实话。
He was crucified.
他被钉在十字架上。
Because he said he was the Son of God.
因为他说他是上帝的儿子。
Though he died and was buried,
虽然他死了也被埋葬了。
The grave could not hold him.
但是坟墓不能留住他。
Today his tomb is empty.
在今天他的坟墓是空的。
Christ arose the third day.
基督在第三天复活了。
Who but the Son of God could have had the power to lay down his life?
除了上帝的儿子以外，还有谁有权牺牲自己的生命？
And power to take it up again.
而又有权把它取回来呢？
Christ's divinity was covered by his humanity.
基督在地上的时候，他的神性被他的人性所遮盖了。
Yes, it was while on earth.
就是在地上的时候。
Never did Christ use his divinity.
基督从来没有利用他的神性。
To deliver himself from danger.
来救他自己脱离危险。
He could have allowed his divinity.
他本能够从他的人性中容让他的人性中
his divinity
从他的神性中
to flash through his humanity
让他的神性从他的人性中闪射出来
and destroy his enemies
以消灭他的仇敌
but he did not do this
但是他并没有这样做
Christ could have come down from the cross.
基督也能够从十字架上下来。
In answer to the jeering mob.
可以因为那些个暴徒的讥笑而这样做。
But he did not.
但是他并没有这样做。
doubtless one of the greatest evidences of Christ's divinity.
无疑的，基督神性的最大一个证据。
Was that he refrained from using his divine power?
乃是他克制自己而不利用他神圣的能力。
To lessen his human suffering.
以减轻他人性的痛苦。
In other words, he did not use his divinity in a selfish way.
换一句话说，他并没有用一种自私的方法来使用他的神性。
Thank God, he did not yield to the temptation to do so.
感谢上帝，他没有向试探屈服而这样做。
Today, the question is put to you.
那么今天这个问题是摆在你的面前了。
What is your opinion of the Christ?
论到基督，你的意见如何呢？
Whose son is he?
他是谁的儿子?
Are you going to reply like the Pharisees?
你是否也会像法利赛人那样回答?
Saying he is the son of David?
说他是大卫的子孙。
If Jesus was only a man,
如果耶稣仅仅是人,
then he is the world's greatest imposter.
那么他就是世上最大的骗子。
And Christianity is but an empty thing.
那么这样呢，基督教也就是空无一物了。
But if he is the Son of God,
但如果他是上帝的儿子，
then he has power to save you from sin.
那么他就有能力来拯救你脱离罪恶。
And grant you eternal life.
赐给你永远的生命。
Let us look at the vocabulary words.
请注意我们这一课的生字。
Page 32
第32页。
Number 1 is centurion.
百夫长。
Centurion. Number 2 is sentence.
判决。
Sentence. 3. Crucify.
钉十字架。
Crucify. 4. Cleanse.
洁净。
Cleanse. 5. Exhortation.
劝诫。
Exhortation. On the next page, number 6.Paralytic.
瘫子。
Paralytic. 7. Blasphemy.
亵渎。
Blasphemy. 8. Adjure.
是言命。
Adjure.And on page 34, number 9, tomb.
第34页的第9就是坟墓。
The B is silent. Tomb. 10, humanity.
人性。
Humanity. And 11, jeering.
嘲弄。
Jeering. We will now read the lesson over in English.
我们现在用英文把课文再念一遍。
Not all who testified to Christ's divinity were followers of Christ. One was a Roman centurion. To him had been given the task of carrying out the sentence to crucify Christ. He had watched Christ's hands and feet nailed to the cross. He had beheld the lifting of the cross heavenward. On either side of Christ were crucified two thieves who were struggling and cursing. But from the lips of Jesus came only a moan. Jesus' divine patience impressed this hardened officer. He had seen many men crucified, but none were as calm as Christ. Then, suddenly, Christ died with this cry of victory on his lips, "It is finished." Immediately, there was a great earthquake. This was no ordinary man. In the bruised body of Christ, the centurion recognized the form of God's Son and said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Many witnesses in Christ's day had seen him cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, and even raise the dead. They had listened to his words of exhortation. They had watched his patient, gentle manner. They could testify to his sinlessness or his sinless life. Another proof of his divinity was his authority to forgive sins. At one time, a paralytic was brought to Christ. This man was suffering the results of disobedience to God's laws. His greatest desire was for forgiveness of sin. Christ sensed this man's inmost need. Therefore, before healing his body, Christ said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Christ was accused of blasphemy because he claimed to be God's Son. We read about this in Matthew 26:63-66. The high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thou hast said, Hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye?" They answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Yes, Christ was finally slain by his own people because he dared to tell the truth. He was crucified because he said he was the Son of God. Though he died and was buried, the grave could not hold him. Today his tomb is empty. Christ arose the third day. Who but the Son of God could have had power, the power to lay down his life and power to take it up again? Christ's divinity was covered by his humanity while on earth. Never did Christ use his divinity to deliver himself from danger. He could have allowed his own divinity to flash through his humanity and destroy his enemies, but he did not do this. Christ could have come down from the cross in answer to the jeering mob, but he did not. Doubtless, one of the greatest evidences of Christ's divinity was that he refrained from using his divine power to lessen his human suffering. Thank God he did not yield to the temptation to do so. Today, the question is put to you, what is your opinion of the Christ? Whose son is he? Are you going to reply like the Pharisees? "He is the Son of David"? If Jesus was only a man, then he is the world's greatest impostor, and Christianity is but an empty thing. But if he is the Son of God, then he has power to save you from sin and grant you eternal life. My dear friend, I hope you will seriously consider this question.
我亲爱的朋友，我希望你能够慎重地考虑这个问题。
We will continue to examine evidences of Christ's divinity.
我们要继续地研究，或者是，查考关于耶稣基督神性的证据。
We trust the Holy Spirit will convict you that you too will believe that Christ is the Son of God.
相信上帝的灵必会感动你，使你也相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
现在到了我们应该说再会的时候，希望大家下一次再收听。